This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. At least three Chicago area U.S. representatives say they will not attend President Trump's joint address tonight to Congress. Democrats Jan Schakowsky, Sean Casten, and Mike Quigley all represent different parts of Chicago or the suburbs in the U.S. House. All three Democrats say Trump's actions during his first month in office have not been business as usual, and they refuse to normalize it by attending his joint address. The Trump administration is looking to sell some major federal buildings in downtown Chicago. A list posted by the GSA, the General Services Administration, shows 443 properties across the country were officially put up for sale today. And that list includes the Kluczynski and Metcalf federal buildings in The Loop, downtown Chicago. The GSA manages buildings and leases for the federal government. Hundreds of parents and some of their children rallied today at the Illinois State Capitol demanding continued investments in early childhood needs. This was part of an annual advocacy day. It's put on by groups like Illinois Action for Children and Raising Illinois. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton spoke at the rally and says the state is already doing better for its youngest kids.
We put $250 million more into early childhood block grant. Under Smart Start Illinois, we created 11,000 new pre-K seats as we work to end preschool deserts.
But Governor J.B. Pritzker has suggested level funding for early childhood block grants next year. That means the state could not add more pre-K spots in underserved areas the way it has the last 2 years. Education funding overall would get a boost under Pritzker's proposal. Meantime, Governor Pritzker championed proposed legislation on Monday that would allow community colleges to offer bachelor's degrees for in-demand career fields. Illinois' two-year institutions could offer four-year degrees in programs like nursing, early childhood education, and manufacturing. Pritzker says community colleges provide flexibility and affordability for students.
To build an economy where every Illinoisan can get ahead, we need an education system that can meet people where they are, regardless of their age, regardless of their background, or their zip code.
24 states, including Indiana and Missouri, already allow community colleges to offer baccalaureate degree options. And a national theater group sees a silver lining in its latest report on the financial health of that industry. My colleague Mike Davis reports the new analysis from the Theater Communications Group shows the theater industry still has a long road to make it back to pre-pandemic numbers. Karina Schulenberg is co-lead of research programs at the New York-based group and says there is one key bright spot in these findings.
The biggest positive surprise for me is the resilience of subscription attendance.
Although overall theater attendance is down, the number of season ticket buyers has nearly returned to levels seen in 2019. Weather, showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today. Quite windy with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, windy, more showers, a low in the mid-40s. And then for Wednesday, showers. Most of the daytime, you'll see some rain mixing with snow in the mid to late afternoon. Windy tomorrow with a morning high in the upper 40s, and then temperature falling to the low 30s throughout the rest of the day. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.